Chapter 1. Rhythm Track. An Introduction. Facts? About Jamaica. I love when the country people say there are no facts in Jamaica. It sounds so poetic and spooky, but they're absolutely right, of course. Because there really aren't any, when you think of it. Not a one. Chris Blackwell, 1982.
Facts and things, them all a lot of fucking bullshit, hear me? There is no truth but the one truth, and that is the truth of Jah Rastafari.
Bob Marley, 1978.
Some man just deal with information, and some man him deal with the concept of truth, and then some man deal with magic. Information flow around you, and truth flow right at you, but magic, it flow through you.
Nernally, a Jamaican bush doctor, 1982. It was just before midnight, and the cheers from the distinguished audience were mingling with the shouts of the ragged crowd climbing over the walls surrounding the Rufaro Stadium in Salisbury, the capital city of Zimbabwe. The wind suddenly shifted, and billows of tear gas being used by police outside the arena to control the throng had blown across the grounds to inflame the eyes of the man performing on the small stage in the center of the arena. Momentarily disoriented, he darted about, eventually stumbling through an opening in the stinging fog. Soldiers brandishing M16 rifles led him off to the side and down into a trailer, where he dabbed his eyes with a water-soaked cloth. The concert, which had been in progress for about 20 minutes, was part of the official Independence Day ceremonies on April 18, 1980, for the new nation-state of Zimbabwe. The paying customers and dignitaries, among them Marxist Prime Minister Robert